Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Yep, I'm live down in Tennessee. So hello to everybody jumping on. We thank you for coming on. We are happy to have you with us. Today is August 15th, 2025. Welcome to everyone coming in the United States and around the world. Let's see who's coming in. I see New Mexico, Northern New York, Norfolk, England. Hello to our international audience coming in. We're so happy to have you with us. Illinois, Fayette, Pennsylvania as well. Tazewell, Tennessee. Oh, wonderful. Ireland. I just saw Ireland and Greece both jump in. Welcome, welcome to our friends there. Montana, Maine, Northwest Indiana. Let's see. The chat is moving so fast. Australia. Welcome, welcome to our friends across the globe. Massachusetts, Michigan, Connecticut. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in Connecticut. I see multiple of you coming on in Connecticut. Let's see where else. California, Palm Coast, Florida. Welcome, welcome to you. And I see Vermont, Idaho, Xenia, Ohio. Texas is coming in. Welcome, welcome to our friends in Texas. And welcome to all of you coming in. I see Queens, New York as well. Our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So this Clash of the Titans meeting is in progress as we speak in Alaska right now. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to get into what is happening with this meeting right now between Trump and Putin in Alaska. We got a lot of prophecy to go over as well. And so that we have a lot to get into. So yes, I am traveling. I am in Tennessee. I will be back on Monday at home. So I'll be at home base for a month. So we'll be back to our normal schedule. We'll be back to home. And so you'll see us live on Monday back in New York. So as everybody's jumping in right now, if you could please share this, we would very much appreciate it. And let's open up in prayer. And then we're going to get into the ins and outs of this incredible event that is taking place right now. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short, Father. We praise you, Lord, that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we praise you that Jesus Christ rose again. In 3 days, he literally descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, rose again, ascended to be at the right hand of the Father, where he victoriously took his place, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the name above all names, Father. And we praise you for that sacrifice. We honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place. Father, let your power, your might, your presence mightily begin to move, Father God. Let the weight of your glory move on those who are watching, Father. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor and minister to those who are coming in and who are watching right now, Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would order our steps, order my words tonight, lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team, Father, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Lord. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround this place, the skies, the land, above and below, and to guard against every dimensional access point as we go forth tonight. That every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, distraction, that the enemy, satanic agents, evil agents, and dark forces would attempt in any way, shape, or form, or through anyone, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it right now. We command that all dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most simply just the clay. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. We owe you every breath. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, Father. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. You are holy. You are righteous. You are just, and you sit on the highest throne. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father. We praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Welcome to everybody who is jumping on during prayer. For those of you who are jumping on during prayer, I'm in Tennessee right now. I will be back live in the office on Monday. And so we had to come down here for a project. And we came down here and the meeting of the century, in a way, is taking place. So we're going to get into that in a moment. If you could please share this broadcast right now and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It does help us very much. And there is I'm calling it the Clash of the Titans that we're going to get into. There's a lot of prophecy to go over with this too, about what is happening, the strategic location of Alaska that this is happening in. We have some articles to show you as well. So we're going to go over all that. However, I want to go over something else first, because this is going to lead into what's coming in September, what I'm about to tell you. So interestingly enough, this morning, when I was praying about September, this is what I heard, a September of surrender. Okay. So first I heard a scary September, maybe like a September where certain things happen. But then I heard a September of surrender, or SOS. So this is what I hear, September of surrender, SOS. Now, SOS is a distress signal that was officially adopted internationally in 1906. Now, I'm going to show you why this is significant. So September of surrender, SOS. SOS was adopted as a distress signal in 1906. This is the year 2025. It is 119 years exactly since the SOS signal was internationally adopted. Why is this significant? I'll tell you why. Because that 119 or 911 backwards has been appearing over and over and over again in events throughout this entire year. 1-1-2025, January 1st. The Tesla truck blow up in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the attack on New Orleans. You add that together, you get 119 or 9/11 backwards. American Airlines American Eagle on January 29th, 2025, crashes into a Black Hawk helicopter over Reagan International Airport in Washington, D.C. You add that up, it also equals 119 or 9/11 backwards. The nationwide No Kings protest that happened, which happens to be June 14th, 2025. That also happens to be President Trump's birthday. That also equals 119 or 9/11 backwards. And Trump's own presidencies equal 9/11. Equal 9/11. 4 plus 5 is 9. 4 plus 7 is 11. And the name Donald in Hebrew gematria has the numerical value of 119 as well. So I find it fascinating that in the year 2025, where it's 119 years exactly, which is 9/11 backwards, from the time the SOS distress signal was officially adopted in 1906, that's the year you see all of this happen. So I would remember that, a September of surrender, SOS. So just mark that down, because I wanted to go over that first before we got into all of this, because I believe what we're beginning to see is going to lead into that in the weeks to come in September. Now, I wanted to go over briefly, before we go into all the prophecy and the word of the Lord, Ezekiel 38. Now, Ezekiel 37 is the valley of dry bones. And prophesy to these bones, son of man, can these bones live? And God tells Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones. He's talking about the people of God. Now, Ezekiel 38 gets into Gog and Magog, the war of Gog and Magog. Now, if you look at it this way, Gog is a person and Magog is a place. So this is how you're going to separate it, basically, is that Gog is a person. Magog is a place. Now, it has to do with the meeting that's happening between Trump and Putin, and I'm going to show you how, because this all ties together. I want to read Ezekiel 38, verses 1 through 9, and then we're going to get into the prophecy after that. So Ezekiel 38, 1 through 9 says, hold on, let me get this back up here. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the chief ruler of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Gog, chief ruler of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around and put hooks in your jaws, and I will bring you out and all your army, horses and horsemen, all of them magnificently clothed in full armor, a great horde with buckler, which is a small shield, and large shield, all of them wielding swords. Verse 5, Persia, Cush, which is Ethiopia, and Put, which is Libya, North Africa, with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all its troops, Beth Togarmah from the remote parts of the north and all its troops, many peoples with you. Verse 7, you, meaning Gog, be prepared. Prepare yourself, you and all your hordes that are assembled around you, and be a guard and a lookout for them. After many days, you will be summoned. In the latter years, you shall come into the land that is restored from the ravages of the sword, where people have been gathered out of many nations to the mountains of Israel, which had been a continual wasteland. But its people were brought out of the nations, and they are living securely, all of them. You will go up against them. You will come like a storm. You shall be like a cloud covering the land, you and all your troops and many peoples with you. Okay, that's Ezekiel 38, verses 1 through 9. Interestingly enough, I believe for this war to take place, Gaza would have to be rebuilt. I think for part of this to happen, we would have to see the wasteland in a way rebuilt. To a degree. But Russia, let me put it this way. What President Trump is trying to do, it's interesting because it's aligning the pieces for down the road for this war to take place, because it has to take place because God has spoken it and God has said it and it is in the word of God. So at some point, this war is going to happen. But Russia cannot be in a war with Ukraine for such a coalition to form and march on the land of Israel. This war would have to be resolved for a time, and Russia and Ukraine, in a way, secure to prophetically align the pieces of this war. And I'm going to go over you all the names that were in Ezekiel 38, verses 1 through 9. So basically, you have Magog, which is Russia and Central Asia, Meshach, which is Turkey, Tubal, they also see as Turkey and southern Russia and Iran. Persia is Iran. Ethiopia and Cush, Sudan. Put is Libya. Gomer is Turkey. Beth Togarmah is also Turkey. And then many people with you is the other Islamic nations, possibly Iraq, Syria, Jordan, and Egypt. So with this war of Ezekiel, that's the kind of coalition that would take place. Now, Russia cannot be in a war of attrition with Ukraine for this war to take place. So it's interesting that they're trying to broker peace here, because this war arises, I believe, in Ezekiel 38 at a time of peace. So this is when this war is going to end up beginning to percolate and arise after there seems or appears to be some type of peace. Now, Let me bring up the news article, given that, because I want to share this with you, because it's interesting he's trying to broker this, because this, in a way, has been laying the path in the cobblestone for down the road for Ezekiel 38 to occur. So ABC News, Trump-Putin meeting, live update, summit underway in Alaska. Okay. I'm going to read to you some of this article right here. It says, ahead of Friday's high-stakes meeting, President Donald Trump said that he wants to see a ceasefire negotiated or I'm not going to be happy. But I want to see a ceasefire rapidly, Trump said. I don't know if it's going to be today, but I'm not going to be happy if it's not today, Trump said on Air Force One. He doesn't mince words. Everyone said it can't be today, but I'm just saying I want the killing to stop. I'm in this to stop the killing, Trump continued. Okay, so we have that article, and they're giving live updates as this meeting is taking place. If we scroll down, you're going to see, I wonder if the video is on here, of Trump and Putin meeting on the tarmac. I'm not sure if they have, let's see, they had actually a video of Trump and Putin, and they were actually meeting on the tarmac for the first time. So the ABC News might have updated it since then. Oh, there it is. There it is to the right there. As you can see, yep, here it is. Trump and Putin meeting on the tarmac in Alaska at the base for the first time. As you can see, Trump is considerably taller. And there's the B-2 bombers. We're going to put that up as well. But yep, Alaska 2025. And they actually sent in stealth bombers. So we do have the ABC News article for this as well, because this did happen. A flyover did happen, which is interesting. And I'll tell you why. This is a psychological move on President Trump's part, and I'll show you how. So the article says B-2 stealth bombers flown into Alaska base ahead of Trump-Putin meeting, officials say. One B-2 conducted a flyover as the two leaders met on the airbase tarmac. Two B-2 bombers were flown into Alaska's joint Elmendor Richardson ahead of Friday's summit between President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, according to two officials. The stealth bombers are the same kind used by the U.S. to strike Iran's nuclear sites in June's Operation Midnight Hammer. Now, why would President Trump choose the very craft that they deployed in such an act of subterfuge, in a way, because they deployed B-2 bombers to Guam to trick Iran and the rest of the world. And then they already had en route the B-2 bombers to go bomb the nuclear sites in Iran. He picks that plane to fly over. That is a statement he's making to Putin, that if he can do it to Iran, he can do it to Russia too, if Russia doesn't stop its nonsense. So that was very strategic on President Trump's part to choose the same plane that they used to so brilliantly launch Operation Midnight Hammer to bomb Iran's nuclear sites, because Russia and Iran are playing nicey-nice with each other. So Russia and Iran are together. So there's a reason for this, psychologically speaking, that President Trump had this done, and it was done the way it did, where it was flying, it flew over, right over as they were meeting on the tarmac. Now, let's get into prophecy now. We got a lot of prophecy to go over with this. We got a lot of prophecy. It's interesting because you have the bear and the eagle meeting. So you have the bear and the eagle that are clashing, both apex predators, by the way, different category, but both apex predators, nonetheless, a bear and an eagle. Okay, so I'm just getting to the, I want to get to the prophecy here. We're gonna read the July 18th, 2025 one, but then we're gonna go back to 2018 and work our way up. So July 18th, 2025, word of the Lord, Alaska is shaking for a reason, says the Lord. It is a warning of what is about to come, which was the meeting. The advance that shall be attempted, says the Lord. For leadership in Russia and Ukraine shall lose their seats in tandem, says the Lord. One shall be from a coup, says the Lord, a coup of their own making, for they did not yield when they were warned, says the Lord. And it shall shake up and break up the unity between Iran, Russia, and China, says the Lord, for that root system is about to have an axe of judgment taken to it in order to set them back in time so they do not advance before their time. So thinking about going back to the war of Ezekiel, God has a schedule for that. They can't advance before that. So what the Lord is saying is they're going to be set back in time a little so they don't advance before their time. This meeting between Trump and Putin is to also break up a little bit that agreement between Iran, Russia, and China. So this meeting is also, I believe, meant to do that as well. Now, we're going to go all the way back to November 22nd, 2018, almost 7 years ago. If you want to go find this word, you go to arkofgrace.org, you hit blog, you hit archive blog. And then I believe it's in either the 2020, I think it's the 2020 little tab you hit on that blog, and I think it goes down and it goes all the way back to 2018, the words. It's either 2020 or 2019. It was all put in that tab going back to 2018. But November 22nd, 2018 says, "The Lord thy God, I am laying out strategies at the beginning of next year. I, the Lord, will give President Trump a brilliant single stone to throw at the giant, to throw at the giants of Russia, Iran, to throw at the giants," and in parentheses it says giant, but it says Nat 2, G-N-A-T, "of Washington, D.C. Brilliant plans that will outsmart the opponent in every shameful way, because you cannot curse what I, the Lord thy God, have blessed. You cannot touch who I have anointed to be in office, says the Lord. My angelic army is far greater than the Secret Service, says the Lord. Far, far greater. And they are ready and willing to defend the president on all fronts as I minister to his heart through those I will place around him that truly have a heart for the Lord. He is a work in progress, just like the rest of you. Remember that. I am the potter. You are the clay, my precious children." Now, that word was for the time from the time of the assassination attempt on his life till now. Because if you notice in this word, he says, "My angelic army is far greater than the Secret Service, says the Lord. Far greater, and they are ready and willing to defend the president on all fronts." See, there were clues in this word for when it was, when it happened. And this was back in 2018, and this word began to come to pass July 13th, 2024, into the present, because the Lord says in this too, "I will give President Trump a brilliant single stone to throw at the giant, to throw at the giants of Russia, Iran." So he puts them two in tandem. And what happened with the bombers taking out the nuclear facilities and totally evading not only radar, but they did it in a way that totally put up a smoke screen and was able to do that. And then he says, giants of Russia, Iran, and Washington, D.C. And President Trump just called in the National Guard to Washington, D.C. because of what is happening with the crime there being so out of control and it getting so lawless that the National Guard was suddenly called in now to occupy the streets of Washington, D.C. So this word is almost 7 years old, but as you can see by who he's putting together in the word, we're watching that actively come to pass now. Now we're going to jump to, praise the Lord, February 23rd, 2020. So we're going to go to February 23rd, 2020, which is over 5 years ago. "Natural disasters in Russia that have not been seen before, part of biblical events, events occurring in areas they normally would not, for the earth is crying out and there is a shift in the spirit, says the Lord." Now, interestingly enough, Russia, I believe, right off the coast of Russia, they recently had two earthquakes in a row. The last one was 8.8 magnitude, triggered tsunami warnings, I believe, in Japan, Alaska, and Hawaii. Tsunami alerts were triggered by this. So wanted to put that in there as well. Okay, let me go back up here. February 23rd. Now we're going to November 22nd, 2021. "And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Russia is restless. The bear is awakening from somewhat of a slumber. Watch Russia make a bold move that shall put other countries on high alert as Russia perceives the weakness of other nations and sees its chance to advance. That word was given before what happened with Ukraine happened. So this word, that's over 4 years old, I believe, or almost 4 years old. November, it'll be 4 years old. Was given before Russia went and did what they did with Ukraine. So Russia is restless. The bear is awakening from somewhat of a slumber because bears in certain seasons hibernate. And what's interesting right now about this meeting taking place in Alaska is, first of all, Alaska is known for its grizzly bear population. So you have the bear of Russia coming to the place in the United States that is known for its grizzly bear population. And this is the time where the bears are very active. They are hunting. They are on the move. They're not hibernating during this time of year. This is the time of year where you are going to see bears very active. So it's interesting that Russia the bear ended up moving towards Alaska in the time and season it did, because it aligns with the life hibernating cycle of the grizzly bear, which are, by the way, all over Alaska, along with what I believe are brown bears as well, that are also quite large. Let's see what else here. January 27th, 2022, we'll go to. And says the Lord of hosts, battleships, battleships, watch and see, says the Lord, as restlessness within nations turns to altercations of not so familiar enemies who at one point were allies, now turned because of sour deals and ammo and stocks. Promise that they're now turned because of sour deals and ammo and stocks. Promised that there was never delivery. Watch for a sudden turn in the page of this story, as some leaders will even beat their chests in a grand showing to hide their weaknesses, says the Lord of hosts. The crash will be loud, says the Lord of hosts. Crashes are necessary to break what is corrupt, to bring low what has lifted themselves up in their hearts and spoken forth. We are untouchable. We are on high. And says the Lord of hosts, I shall bring you down low, O leadership, O house. I shall bring you down low, O Russia, as you snarl looking to advance upon prey. I, the Lord thy God, am wrestling the bear, and their leadership shall suffer yet another strike and a blow to the head for their advancement against such. And those who are secretly backing them in this maneuver shall be exposed. So that was January 27th, 2022. The Lord is wrestling the bear. I, the Lord thy God, am wrestling the bear. April 9th, 2022. O Turkey, I see you, says the Lord. I see what you are plotting. I see your secret meetings and alliances with other nations in desperation to attempt to jump ahead of Israel as the world's eyes are on Ukraine and Russia. Bears get trapped, says the Lord. Because of their power and strength, they must be trapped. This is a very interesting statement that the Lord is making here. And says the Lord of hosts, a great trap has been set for the one who has come back out of the shadows, for the one who thinks he is the American Pharaoh, Obama. And says the Lord of hosts, I have allowed this so a great revealing can occur, marching former leaders back out to try and stabilize a crumbling structure and White House is not going to keep it from such a collapse, says the Lord of hosts. Let me show you the two interesting things the Lord puts together in this word from April 9th, 2022. He mentions Turkey, but then he says he goes to Ukraine and Russia, and he says, as the world's eyes are on Ukraine and Russia, he says, bears get trapped, says the Lord, because of their power and strength, they must be trapped. Now, in the same word, right after the Lord says this, and says the Lord of hosts, a great trap has been set for the one who has come back out of the shadows, for the one who thinks he's the American Pharaoh. So he's saying, Putin, this is what I think the word is pointing at here, perhaps. Putin and Obama are going to get trapped in the same season, because he's putting Russia together and say bears get trapped. And then right after that, he goes into the American Pharaoh who is Obama, a great trap has been set for the one who's come back out of the shadows, for the one who thinks he is the American Pharaoh, and says the Lord of hosts, I have allowed this so a great revealing can occur. We are in the midst of that great revealing now when they found the evidence in burn bags and evidence in vaults, in the CIA vaults, about the Russia hoax, Russia collusion. So as they're getting exposed, the Obama administration is getting exposed for what they did back past 2016 and saying that it was Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia came to Alaska in the midst of that exposure to meet with President Trump. So as you can see, he's putting a couple of things together here, the Lord, having to do with the leader of Russia being trapped, the bear being trapped, and then the American Pharaoh being goaded back out and a great trap being set so a great revealing can occur. Now, this word was over 3 years ago when this was given. This is why you have to, within the context of a word from the Lord, you have to look at who he's putting together. So when he finishes one paragraph, what's he saying in the next paragraph? What countries are he putting together? What leaders is he talking about in tandem? Because many times that has to do with a block of time where you will see the subjects he's speaking of, it happening in the same block of time, as far as like them getting trapped or a shaking or things of that nature. February 7th through 8th, 2022. The explosiveness has just begun, as a string of eruptions shall occur both from within the earth and around the world, says the Lord of hosts. Which is interesting because we just had a string of eruptions of all kinds, including volcanic eruptions over the past couple months. A shifting of plates near Russia. The ground shall shake. Now, he's saying a shifting of plates near Russia, one. The ground shall shake beneath them, says the Lord of hosts. And an Ayatollah is about to blow, capital, says the Lord of hosts, as prideful men have risen up upon their podiums to demonstrate their strength. However, I, the Lord of hosts, shall send a wind to knock them over. Interesting about this word. This word is also over 3 years old. A shifting of plates near Russia. Russia just had an 8.8 earthquake right off its coast that shook it, along with multiple other nations and states as well. But he says a shifting of plates near Russia, and then he puts another event after that, and an Ayatollah is about to blow. So you would see these two events perhaps happen close together. And what happened? The Ayatollah, in a way, did blow because three of their nuclear sites had the hey-hey bombed out of them by the United States Air Force and military in a brilliant operation. And not long after that happened, the shifting of the plates near Russia happened and that 8.8 earthquake began. Now, 8, biblically speaking, many times is attributed to new beginnings, right? So interesting that the old wineskins are passing away, the new wineskins are coming in. This could point at a change in leadership in that area of the world in tandem. Now we jump to January 27th, 2023. Russia and Ukraine, the dogs of war, have been unleashed, as each shall so turn over, and not one but two new leaders shall arise. And as the dogs so pursued the body of Jezebel, thus says the Lord, the dogs of war, the dogs of destruction have been released upon you, O leaders who have made deals in the dark to obtain your seat, including selling the people for silver and stocks and new oil that shall arise. So that word is 2.5 years old about, from January 27th, 2023, August 1st, 2023. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, a Russian submarine, he says it twice, watch the maneuvers at sea that put those on high alert. The one intended to replace Putin has been groomed, far worse, with connections to Geneva. It's a creation of forums and secret organizations. Yes, there is an underbelly of secret organizations forming the foundation of these world forums. They have groomed this individual, not for Russia's liberation, but for its enslavement. Grooming Russia for nefarious purposes, including weaponization against whomever they desire. Putin stands in their way, but pray that their plans crumble and the groomed individual falls before reaching power. For I, the Lord your God, am bringing forth a surprise from Ukraine. The world did not anticipate it. So this is interesting because I always think of, because the Lord had said it to me years ago, The Hunt for Red October, which is the movie about the Russian submarine gone rogue and then the United States having to be deployed to intercept it before nuclear war starts. So a Russian submarine, watch the maneuvers at sea. Now, what's interesting is before this meeting, President Trump did something. He deployed two nuclear submarines closer to the area of Russia based on threats that one of the members, one of the high-ranking members, I believe, of Russia's Security Council or something from it to that effect, made threatening, I believe, nuclear war in the United States of America. So two submarines were deployed in a more strategic area near Russia after this was done. This was done before this meeting, strategically speaking, was to occur in Alaska. And the one intended to replace Putin has been groomed. This is interesting because Putin is a Saul, and Saul only got so much grace before he fell. So this is an interesting time that weighs in the balance right now for Russia, where there can be intervention and there can be a stopping of the one that they have groomed, that the corrupt, the globalists have groomed, that would love to get there in Russia. There could be a thwarting of that plan and things go in a, and taken, prophetically speaking, in another direction. Because to some degree, Putin does stand in their way. So to some degree, as, you know, as corrupt as the man is, to a degree, he stands in their way. So in a way, Russia right now is hanging literally in the balance between a Saul that is mixing a little bit of right with a whole lot of wrong, and then a candidate that globalists have groomed that they would love to put in the highest seat of the land in Russia. April 22nd, 2024, word of the Lord, woe, capital, unto their meeting with Russia. Woe unto Russia, says the Lord. You trifle too close, capitals, to my land and my business, says the Lord. You shall be roped and tied as cattle. For how you think you will interfere, you shall be bound from going as far as you so desire, says the Lord. You shall be roped and tied as cattle. Interesting imagery there that the Lord gives. October 24th, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, O Russia, Russia, how you attempt to gather the fold, says the Lord, how you attempt to gather such corrupt, wicked leaders with your delicate dainties and your earthly intelligence. You attempt to gather like wolves in order to go out to hunt, says the Lord. However, capital, if you interfere in my business, in my covenant lands, plural, then you shall be hunted, says the Lord. The hunter shall become the hunted. This shall echo again in this season. That was the word of the Lord from April 2023, and we are watching once again that completely play out. November 15th, 2024, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I shall deal with the two Sauls in Russia and Ukraine, says the Lord, two Sauls waging a war for looks. Two Sauls waging a war to hold on to kingdoms that the anointing is not there and prevent those who are anointed from taking their seats. The cash flow, capital, will dry up, says the Lord, and there will be nothing Europe can do about it, for it is my doing, says the Lord. It is my doing. Russia rushed in and Ukraine made a spectacle. A hard correction is coming to both nations, Russia and Ukraine, and one shall suddenly lose their seat as the other lingers. One shall arise in the midst that I, the Lord God, have called to come forth, and your assassins will not be able to touch whom I, the Lord, have anointed, Putin. Do you hear me, says the Lord? Do you hear me, Zelensky? Your assassin shall be struck if you dare touch whom I, the Lord, am bringing to the forefront. The bear shall be sent back to hibernate, and the ruin of Ukraine, the funds that have been hidden away in other nations and offshore accounts, shall be forensically discovered, says the Lord, and shall be taken from the leader to rebuild the ruin. very strong words from the Lord in this prophecy. That's from November 15th, 2024. So this is literally right after the election. So right after the election, this is when this word of the Lord comes forth. And there's a part in here where the Lord warns them about their assassins. But he says, the bear shall be sent back to hibernate. So Putin and Trump are meeting in Alaska. Alaska is known for its grizzly bear and its brown bear population. Bears are very active right now. They are hunting for fish, they are hunting prey. Their babies are a bit older now because they had them in the spring, so maybe their babies are 3 or 4 months old now. And hibernation would begin, I believe, in mid-fall when it starts to get really cold. So in about mid to late fall, the bear goes back to hibernate. So if he's saying the bear shall be sent back to hibernate, I would watch the time of mid to late fall. That's the time I would watch, because the Lord keeps referencing the cycle of the bear in this. There's a reason for that. There's a reason. May 8th, 2025, word of the Lord, you shall even see my fire, says the Lord, consume Ukraine and Russia. It shall consume them. The Sauls in this hour, says the Lord. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, as spoken through the prophet. It is, and that's a Saul. And the Sauls are being dealt with in every walk of life, every walk. The kingdom has been torn away. Every walk, says the Lord, from government to the church to the Vatican to the highest seats in the nations, they're being dealt with. Their kingdom has already been taken in the realm of the spirit. They may linger a little longer, but then they will fall, because it's the time of the power to go forth and break forth in this nation and in the oppressed nations of the earth, where they have attempted to suppress and bury my word. It shall resurrect from the ashes of what they have attempted to do, because I, the Lord, have spoken it this day. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And that's exactly who Zelensky let in. He let in a person that is a known practicing witch into Ukraine to partner with him on some things. And that's what Saul did before he fell. That is what happened. That's one of the last things that happened to Saul before he fell. How did Saul fall? In battle. What's going on right now in Russia and Ukraine? A war. You see, there's a lot of prophetic symbolism here to why the Lord keeps referencing the cycle of the bear, and then also Saul and the life of Saul and what happened with him. May 8th, 2025, for the union of China and Russia and Iran shall be struck for a time, and a severe deflation, and 2/3 of its combined power in that union shall be taken from the current leaders, says the Lord. For this is a time where the old wineskins are failing, says the Lord. For the people cry out in those nations, and the new wine is being pressed, and it is destroying the old wineskin, says the Lord. May 29th, 2025. I'm going to ask my team if they could see if they could find something for me and email it to me, because they can hear me backstage. I think there was a prophecy about King Putin shall lose his crown. If we can find it, great. If we can't, no pressure. But it just came to me while we were talking. Let's see. The old wineskins are failing. Let's see. So this is the time where we are watching actively in the church, in nations right now, the old wineskins passing away. Because you can't put new wine in old wineskins, because it'll burst. And that is kind of the timing that we're watching happen. The old wineskins are passing away for the new wine to come. May 29th, 2025. Thus says the Lord, there is a red alert coming in America, says the Lord. A hunt for Red October, says the Lord. They shall try to evade radar and enter the waters of America, says the Lord. For Putin puffs out his chest as a rooster, says the Lord, looking for a fight, looking to be glorified, says the Lord. Looking to be king, capital, seeking to destroy, to maintain power, just as King Saul, says the Lord. King Putin, oh, it's right here, ladies. I found it. I'm sorry. It's in this word right here, too. Thank you. King Putin shall lose his crown, says the Lord. For the altar of pride, capital, has been ignited. double within his government. And that altar of pride is compelling him to challenge and ascend in a time his country of Russia is about to experience a major deflation, capital, says the Lord. All capitals. You shall yield to me, O Putin, says the Lord. You shall yield to me, or it shall be your life, says the Lord, if you do not. For the innocent blood that was shed cries out, murder, murder from the soil of Russia into my court, says the Lord. And that blood in this time must be atoned for, says the Lord. That trophy you keep of such, O Putin, shall be stripped from your grip, and you shall with force be thrown back. For I, the Lord, shall answer your challenges with fire, says the Lord. With hail, says the Lord. I shall shake the very ground upon which you live, O Putin. For pride is rising in the month of June. That demon is arising, and it also shall be judged with its puppets and henchmen that choose to do its bidding, says the Lord. A crash in Russia, says the Lord, that will affect the entire nation. For the oppressive cloak of lack has brooded over Russia. I, the Lord, am sending my capital people within Russia relief, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Ukraine, says the Lord, the covenants made have caused much destruction, says the Lord. Zelensky and Putin, two Sauls who are about to fall on their own sword, says the Lord. For Saul refused to yield and stop the pursuit, capitals. When he was warned multiple times to stop the pursuit of David and throwing his nation into chaos, he refused. He defied. He sought out a witch. He opened a gate of darkness to his demise, says the Lord. The same is happening here, says the Lord. I have warned, says the Lord, for the two King Sauls to stop the pursuit, says the Lord. Yet they have dug in their heels, and that pride capital shall now be their judge and cause them to fall, says the Lord. Same word. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Congress in America, says the Lord, capitals, highly embarrassing moments are about to occur, says the Lord. They shall step down in multiples, says the Lord. O leadership of the house, says the Lord, guard your hearts and minds. Guard them. Seek my will, says the Lord, for the will of flesh and mammon and lawlessness is swirling within the halls of Congress to attempt to veer them onto a path that is destructive, says the Lord. The heads of Congress must yield to me, says the Lord. What is destructive within bills? What are ticking time bombs? Do not allow such to pass through, says the Lord. For you were made gatekeepers of the law, not gatekeepers of what is negligent, says the Lord. There is a temptation, says the Lord, for the leadership in America, even within the walls of the White House, to turn the way of Saul, says the Lord. That temptation has been put forth and led in by those who speak smooth words. However, their souls are tombs for what is dead, says the Lord. Intercede and pray, my children, capital, for David is being tempted to become Saul. Jehu is being tempted to compromise and allow worship at the high places of foreign gods that are dark rulers, says the Lord. The temptation has gone out, says the Lord, and my capital fire shall consume such and burn it up if leadership yields, says the Lord. Now, what is so interesting about this was a weighty word. This was global judgments at the altar of pride. This is what this word was. This was a very weighty word. And what's interesting about this is the Lord goes into Putin. For Putin puffs out his chest as a rooster, says the Lord, looking for a fight, looking to be glorified, says the Lord, looking to be king, capital. Okay, and he brings up Saul and pride and a major deflation in Russia. And then he basically, the Lord, very strong words for Putin, you shall yield to me or it shall be your life. There, that is no negotiating right there. That is as black and white as it can get as a warning from the Lord. You shall yield to me or it shall be your life, says the Lord, because of the innocent blood that now cries out from the soil of Russia, that has been crying out to God the same way the blood of Abel cried out to Almighty God when he confronted Cain and said, the blood of your brother cries out. It's the same thing. Now, he goes into that and he goes into Ukraine. And he had very, very strong words for Ukraine as well. Two King Sauls to stop the pursuit, says the Lord, yet they have dug in their heels. So he's warned the two King Sauls to stop the pursuit. He's dug in their heels. And that pride capital shall now be their judge and cause them to fall. Okay, What is the next thing the Lord goes into in this word? Congress. Because it's very important to watch who the Lord is lumping together in a word and what paragraphs are coming after each other. So in the time of God dealing with Russia and Ukraine, he is also going to deal with Congress. Highly embarrassing moments. They will step down in multiples, says the Lord. And he warns the leadership of the House to guard their hearts and their minds and to guard them and to seek God's will. For the will of flesh and mammon and lawlessness is swirling within the halls of Congress to attempt to veer them onto a path that is destructive. That is happening in the conservative party as a whole as well. Flesh, mammon, lawlessness has broken loose like a bunch of wild jackals within the conservative party. And they have become now gatekeepers of what is negligent, not gatekeepers of the law, what is righteous, what is moral, what is right. We're watching this very thing happen in the conservative party because the Lord keeps bringing up Saul, and he brings up Saul about Congress as well. For the leadership in America, even within the walls of White House, to turn the way of Saul. They've been tempted to turn the way of Saul, says the Lord. That temptation has been put forth and led in by those who speak smooth words. However, their souls are tombs for what is dead, says the Lord. Intercede and pray, my children, capital. For David is being tempted to become Saul. Jehu is being tempted to compromise and I'll worship at the high places of foreign gods that are dark rulers, says the Lord. The temptation has gone out. We're watching this happen with Russia, Ukraine, Congress, and the Conservative Party all at the same time. Becoming Sauls. Going down the delusional, destructive, dark path that Saul did that ultimately led to his fall in battle. We are watching these things prophetically, actively, as we speak, line up. Okay. Oh, there was one more part to this I want to read. Okay, the temptation has gone out, says the Lord, and my fire shall consume such and burn it up if leadership yields, says the Lord. And then the Lord has one more piece from this May 29th word. A lion is about to arise in Russia, says the Lord, to wrestle the bear and overtake such, says the Lord. Watch the timing of such. It will be historic, says the Lord. This may be an event that happens after this meeting in Alaska. So this meeting in Alaska may be a precursor to a lion arising in Russia. Now we know Almighty God is the Lion of Judah. That's what he's called, the Lion of Judah. And it's interesting, a lion is about to arise in Russia and wrestle the bear. Two apex predators going at it in Russia. We also know that the word of God says the enemy roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. And what lions do is they circle and circle and circle their prey, and they look for the weakest point of entry that's going to give them the least collateral damage, that they can still get a kill. That is how lions hunt. So it's interesting. Now, I'm going to go as far as to say that at times there's a double meaning to these things, and you'll see a physical manifestation of what's going to prophetically happen within leadership. And I would not be surprised if we actually saw a lion break out loose in the streets of Russia at this time. This wouldn't shock me as a physical manifestation about what prophetically is going to happen with leadership right now, because the lion and the bear. Now, I'm going to tell you something else interesting that just came to me in my spirit. England is known at times as the lion. A lion is about to arise in Russia. Wouldn't it be interesting if England and Russia went at it in this time? I'm just saying, just a thought, just something to pray about that I wanted to point out to you from what's been transpiring here prophetically. So we probably in the next few hours or so are going to have some type of word on what is going on in this meeting. I don't think there's any updates yet so far for what's happening in this meeting right now, but I think within the next few hours, we are going to begin to have some semblance, so we will be able to talk about it live on Monday as well, because the fallout could be great from this. So the fallout from this meeting could be immense. We could see quite a few things triggered when it comes to this meeting, militarily speaking. Now, I'm gonna say something else that's dropping in my spirit right now. Zelensky knows the leader of Russia is not in Russia right now. Zelensky knows that Putin is meeting with Trump in Alaska, which means Russia is without their leader. I don't know if Zelensky is going to squander the opportunity in the midst of this meeting to attempt an attack on Russia. And I mean, you know, a profound one. I don't know if he'll squander it. I'm not saying he's going to. I'm saying that he's enough of a madman, and he's a delusional enough that knowing the leader of Russia is not there to actually attempt to disrupt the meeting between Putin and Trump by causing such a large-scale attack in Russia that it may end up disrupting the meeting. All I'm saying, you cannot put it past this man that he wouldn't do anything like this. He's not being led by the spirit of the Lord right now. He's being led by the dogs of war of the kingdom of darkness and the flesh. So it wouldn't shock me in the middle of this if we watch this very event take place, because Zelensky in his heart of hearts does not want this war to end. He has made too much off this war. Politically, publicly, financially, with other nations. He has made an awful lot off of this war that will go away once there is a peace deal. Because if they really wanted it to end, it would have ended. The problem is you have principalities in this that are involved in this war, and principalities warring over territories, and principalities don't make peace. Principalities, powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this world don't make peace. So the issue President Trump is up against in this meeting is that there's a very heavy spiritual component to this meeting that intellectualism is not going to solve. Just striking a peace deal on the grounds of intellectualism is not going to bring down this altar and squelch this dumpster fire that is happening right now between Russia and Ukraine, because the root of it is spiritual. The depths of it, it has to do with the warring of powers and principalities and rulers of the darkness of this world, warring over those areas. So you're dealing with a war you want to end, but it's a war that has a war within it for territory that the kingdom of darkness is battling for. So this is why a spiritual component, a spiritual strategy, let's say, that comes from the high court of God is needed to interject into the vein of this meeting, into the vein of this situation, in order to legally, through ratification of the court of God, put a restraining order by God on these principalities and powers and rulers of darkness to back off of these areas so that the war will end. You see, that is what he's up against right now. He's up against a very serious and deep, complicated spiritual war that is happening over that area, because the enemy is always attempting to get ahead of the schedule of God and disrupt the schedule of God, that he cannot do really, because God will just put it right back in place. But the enemy attempts to do that. And for the war of Ezekiel to happen down the road, those two areas cannot be fighting with each other, because you're not going to be able to get a coalition going that way. If you notice, not a ton are jumping in except Lil' Kim over in what, North Korea? No one else is really jumping in, I don't think, to help Russia all that much in the middle of this. So this is a very complex legal spiritual matter. And the component of that needs to be weighed heavily and taken seriously by the administration if they really want to end this. Because the reason why they've had so much trouble ending this is because you're trying to legally end a war that has spiritual ratification to go forth. This is why President Trump has been having trouble ending this war, because you cannot end it without the spiritual component and Almighty God in his court stepping in and ratifying that the fighting has to stop in the spirit, because they're using the natural to play the game of risk in that area of the world. They're using the natural to play Battleship. Remember the game Battleship that you would play as a kid? This is what they're doing. So there's a very serious spiritual component right now that is claiming legal rights over that area. And that as well is why President Trump has been having issues getting this to end. And he's been able to make peace in other areas, because this is far more lucrative to the kingdom of darkness. You see, the kingdom of darkness will give up territory it doesn't believe is lucrative or profitable to its interests or to its plan, in order to allocate more resources to an area it's warring for that they believe is very strategic and lucrative for them to occupy, in order to try to advance their agenda. So this is why we've been watching this drag out partially. And President Trump and his team need prayer, because this is a complex spiritual component that has legal ratification to it in the realm of the spirit that has been happening. So just continue to intercede and pray for them that they see this. They need to see this. Their eyes need to be open to this. They need to understand that you're dealing with a war in multiple realms. So you're looking to end a war that is happening in multiple realms on multiple fronts, which means you have to engage each realm that it's in. You can't just engage the physical and the natural and expect it to end, because the spiritual has the legal jurisdiction. The natural does not have the legal jurisdiction. The spiritual has the legal jurisdiction that then leads into the natural. So just continue to pray and intercede. I am sure we will have a lot to talk about on Monday as well. The Givaderm ladies have been listening to this. Maybe we should deploy them. Maybe we should deploy them into this situation and see what happens here with it. So let's bring them on. They're coming on for a few minutes.
It's awesome. Oh, that's amazing. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I don't know. You give Putin some uplift, his attitude will
change. That's so funny. Oh my
goodness. Right. That's right. That's right.
Oh, well, it's so good to see you.
It's so
you too.
Good to see you. Yes.
Oh,
you have a birthday coming up too.
My birthday is, let's see, today is the 15th, so then Saturday is the 16th, Sunday, 17th, Tuesday.
Tuesday, that's
Tuesday,
right.
August 19th. That's yes, right. The ladies have blown the whistle. It is my birthday. Sorry. So my birthday is coming up in the next
4 days. Just saying. Like,
you have to be celebrated. You have to be.
It's a sorry not sorry thing.
That's
I
right.
I mean, come on.
That's right. That's right.
We're excited, and you're in our
and
state.
And man, oh man, after a word like that, whew.
I know.
Goodness gracious.
Man, I was ready to lock and load. Let's go. Let's storm the castle, Amanda. You lead the charge. Let's go. Come on. Oh, man.
I think if I deployed Toby.
That's right. You're right.
Putin in a room with Toby.
That's right.
His barking and peeing all over the place.
That's
would
right.
be enough for Putin to just say, what do you want? I'll give it to you. Just get me out of the room with this dog.
Right.
So I think Toby is our secret weapon to ending the Ukraine war.
That's, you know what? That's right. And if you want to put a cherry on top, put our three puppies that are now weighing in at 70 pounds that are not quite trained, but almost.
We're trying.
We'll be done. It'll be done.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I did want to tell you, actually, their birthday, their first birthday, is the day after yours.
How about that?
Can you believe
it? Oh, how wonderful.
Isn't that so fun? I love it.
Oh, I'm going to have to send them a gift now.
Oh, you're so funny. You're so fun.
Oh, that's right.
Little dog puppies. So, ladies, what's going on your front? What's new on your front that you could tell our audience?
Well, in honor of you, literally, this is exclusively for your audience.
Yes.
We are
wonderful, by the way.
Absolutely.
Our favorite customers. They are incredible.
Oh, they're amazing. And so anybody listening... Only, like, there's not going to be a graphic on our website.
Word of mouth is okay.
Any of that. We're doing an exclusive promo for your birthday in honor of your birthday. And it's going to be buy any facial edition, get a free Mother Plumper. That's like an $85 value. And wow. So it's 100% combinable with ARC 10. So if they go to giveaderm.com, make sure they find the discount code window, enter ARC 10, and they will automatically, their cart will automatically populate with a free Mother Plumper. So
that's so nice, ladies, well, that you're doing that for our audience.
Well, we know that we've Mother gotta Plumper honor is you. One of your favorites.
It is, honestly, it's one of my favorites. I do, I don't talk about anything that I don't use and I don't think is incredible. And you make an incredible skincare line and product. And everyone, I do use it twice a day. I do. And Chris uses it as well. And he takes my products and he goes into my stash. And my husband, that for 58 years did not care about skincare in the 59th year of his existence, decided that that was the time he was going to start taking Amanda skincare, because we have a game in our marriage and it's called I Want What You Have.
That is amazing. Well, we decided just, you know, for preservation of your awesome marriage that we would send separate boxes. You know, it's just like,
otherwise we're going to have peace talks in Alaska next. Let me tell you. The next peace talks that are going to happen in Alaska are going to be me and Chris. If he doesn't stop taking me stuff.
That's totally it. Oh, it's so exciting.
He's wonderful.
Yeah, no, I love so much.
You want him? I'll send them to you. I'll ship them to you. He can stay with you for 2 weeks.
You know,
come on, with our puppies. He could train them.
Last time it was perfect. Last time we mom was talking about it the other day. It was so sweet. She said, last time I talked to Chris, he said, you know, I need some of the
he forgot the name of it.
And my slugger. She goes, yeah. He's like, yeah, that's it. I need some more of that. It was so great.
He's asking for it. Yep. I told him, Chris, you're getting it. It's coming.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
I did do that. But, you know, we absolutely love Giveaderm. It's a blessing to us. You know, it helps me. You know, the reason why we have wonderful sponsors on, first of all, that are believers, is because we want to be a blessing to them and their business and what they're doing for the Lord. And also, it's a blessing, you know, to us to be able to do what we do.
That's amazing. That's right. That is amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, if you think about it, you might be able to say a little prayer for us, because we're starting some distribution. So that's exciting too. Yeah. And
we are growing.
We've been primarily direct to customer. And so it's just been really fun. And we're just honoring some of the paths that the Lord is opening up ahead of us. And so every prayer of blessing that people pray, we will not be sad about.
We won't be sad about
and,
it.
And it's great. We're just in a really, we have a really incredible trajectory ahead of us. And mom just recently celebrated a big birthday. And
happy birthday.
Thank you. A little bit of celebrating and then we're right back at it. So it's just been, it's been a real blessing. And I really took to heart your words when we spoke last about, hey, basically whenever the Lord expands your territory, he always provides. And we're just believing that. It's just been a wild and crazy journey, you know? So
very profound word for us.
Yeah, really. We've been holding on praise to that God. One. For sure.
Good. Hold on to it. Praise
God. We will.
So,
ladies, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having us. It's always an honor, Amanda.
Again, to recap the promo, because it's not going to be like normally we have it on a pop-up.
Yes.
Buy any facial edition, and you can buy more than one. However many facial editions you buy, you'll get a free Mother Plumper. It will auto-populate in your cart if you go to giveaderm.com and then enter promo code ARC10. It'll be a blessing to Amanda and a blessing to us. And so this is just really, really fun time to honor Amanda. We're so excited.
Touched, ladies. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, yeah, we love you very much.
Love you very much. God bless you.
Likewise. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Okay. Bye. Oh, those were the Giveaderm ladies. They're always so fun and perky. Let me tell you, I do like having them on. They're a lot of fun and they make an amazing product. I'm not even kidding you. I absolutely love their products. They really, you know, it is plant-based. It really is amazing for your skin. And with all the chemicals that are going into skincare, you want something, because your skin is porous. You know, what goes into your skin goes into your body. And so you want things that are all natural. You want a product that is all natural for your skincare. So thank you, ladies, for that. Remember to use promo code ARC10 and they will give you that free item at checkout. Okay, two more things and then we're off for the night. So, gala. We're down to the wire with the gala. So, if you, today is the final date, I believe, I think. It says final sale date, August 15th. But yeah, if you call the 16th or the 17th or the 18th, I don't think we're going to make a big deal out of it. But you could call, email us at hello. We have the code as well, the QR code. If you would like to come to the gala, Donna Clementa speaking, I'm speaking. You will be meeting the animals of Ark of Grace as well in a meet and greet. And you will meet our employees who work so closely with our animals every day at the sanctuary. Praise the Lord for that. And Robin Bullock, we are definitely dead. That is a song taking it to the streets. I know that's an 80s song. I think it's from the 80s, but I remember this song. But we are definitely taking it to the streets. And we are going to be there September 12th to the 14th. That weekend, I will be preaching as well during that weekend at Church International. So we would love to see you there. It's September 12th through the 14th in Warrior, Alabama. You could go to arcofgrace.org/events. On our events page as well, we have other information, including, because we get so many emails about it, ways you can give. So we've put it all on arcofgrace.org/events. If you would like to go and look for the sanctuary or for the ministry, or if you need a mailing address, it is in that section. So thank you, everyone, for that. We thank the Give a Derm ladies for joining us. Thank you all who hopped on with us tonight. Like I said, I will be back in New York live on Monday. So we will be back in the office. Animals in tow, don't worry, and I'm going to be there for a good month before we head to the Bullocks. So thank you, everyone. Thank you to our team and our moderators. God bless you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. Encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms 123, 34, 35, 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. I say that often. We have to check our heart posture, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 and Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters, I believe, in Scripture on faith. The Word is living and active and current for every generation. We have to speak it. We have to use it. We have to get it in our souls. We have to be fed with it daily. So please get in that habit of daily being in the Word of God. I hope all of you have a wonderful evening. We'll probably be putting out some shorts over the weekend, so look for that as well. And we will see you live on Monday. Keep the faith, everyone. God bless. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets. They have slippers. They have bathrobes. They even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.